ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमुदीरये
ततो जयमुदीरये
नस्तप्रयेषु वभद्रेषु
नस्तप्रयेषु वभद्रेषु
नित्यं भगवत सेवाया
भगवत सेवाया
भगवति उत्तम श्लोके
उत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके
श्रीमद् भागवतम् We're reading Srimad Bhagavatam.
今天来阅读 Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the first canto, 5th chapter.
我们上讲到哪两章？第五章第十五十节讲了。15.
15 verse.
Verse 15.
开始十六了。
啊，十六 ，16。
16。
哦，是十六也讲过了，十七了。
十六讲过了。
讲过了 ，six seventy 嘛 ，seventy。
OK。
So we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Text 17.
今天我们来读 Srimad Bhagavatam 第一篇第五章第十七节。
Takva swadharmam charanam bhajam hare bhajam apakto apakvota patetato yadi yatrakva vadram abhudhamushyakim kovarta apto bhajatam swadharmata
译文，一个放弃了他的物质事物去从事对主奉献服务的人，在未成熟的阶段可能跌倒，但是他并没有失败的危险。另一方面，一个非奉献者虽然完全从事于职责性的任务，到头来却一无所得。要指就责任来说，人有无数的责任。一个人不单只对父母、家庭成员、社会、国家、人类、其他生物、半生人等负有责任，而且还亏欠伟大的哲学家、诗人、科学家等等。经典的训示便是一个人皈依对主的服务，便能够清偿所有这些责任。因此，如果一个人成功的对主奉献、对主服务，那是非常好的。但有时一个人因为短暂的感情用事而皈依对主的奉献服务，长远的来说，由于很多其他的原因及不良的联姻，他从奉献的路途中跌倒了。历史上有很多这样的例子，巴拉达大军因为依附于一头雄鹿而被迫在下一世诞生为雄鹿，这是由于他死亡的时候想着雄鹿的关系。但是虽然这样，他并没有忘记他前一生的事故。同样的，去丘克图也因为冒犯了希瓦神而跌倒。尽管如是，重点还是一个人要皈依主的莲花足下，因为就算一个人从奉献服务被指定的任务跌倒，他也永不会忘记主的莲花足。一旦开始了对主的奉献服务，他便会在任何情况下都继续下去。国家范哥说，就算一点点奉献服务也能够将一个人从最危险的地位拯救出来。历史上有很多这类的例子，阿加米拉便是其中之一。他在早岁时是奉献者，但是在年轻时候跌倒了，但最后还是被主拯救。
Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitan Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kaupatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Narada Muni is instructing Vyasadeva.
那么在《佛家瓦坛》这一节里的啊，拿拉达穆尼啊训斥他的弟子Vyasadeva.
So Vyasadeva had written so many books. He had taken the one Veda and divided it into four.
哦，那啊，Vyasadeva呢已经写出了很多超人的文献，他把韦陀经呢一分为四。
He had written the supplements of the Vedas in the form of the Puranas.
而且他写了很多韦陀经的补充文献，譬如说像宇宙古史等等。
There are 18 Puranas, 6 for each of the modes of nature.
一共呢有十八部啊，往事书啊，每一部啊都是根据不同的物质形态写的。And
he had written the Mahabharata, which is a huge history of the world.
那么呢，他还写作了啊，伟大的巴拉达这部书呢是历史上啊第一部啊史书史诗。And
all of these books have a lot of knowledge, is very valuable contribution to the society.
所有这些书里呢都蕴含了啊渊深的知识，对于整个人类社会呢做出了巨大的贡献。But
after Vyasadeva had written all these books, he was not satisfied.
但是呢，Vyasa写作了这些书以后呢，内心并没有满足。
And it was at that time that his spiritual master Narada Muni came to him and he instructed him the reason why he was not satisfied. We can often have these same experiences in our own life. That you may do everything possible you can for your family members, for your country, for your society, and still you don't feel complete.
也就是说呢，你竭尽所能想要去服务这个家庭、社会、国家，但是内心呢还是没有得到彻底的满足。
So the reason is because we have neglected the devotional service.
原因就在于呢，我们忽视了对至尊主的奉献服务。
Without satisfying the Supreme Lord, then we will never feel complete in ourselves. So Vyasadeva had written so many books, but he had not encouraged people in the devotional service of the Lord. He had simply directed people more in the path of fruitive activities and how they can achieve sense gratification and enjoy material world.
那么呢，他这些书里呢，大多数呢是啊着重在于这个果报活动，教导人们呢，教人们怎样在物质世界里啊获得感官享受。
So his spiritual master Narada Muni was directing him that you have to glorify fully the process of devotional service.
所以这里呢，他的啊，灵性导师呢，他的目的教导他，他说你要彻底的啊，完整的去描述啊，对至尊主奉献服务的程序。
That without surrendering, coming to the point of devotional service and surrender to the Supreme Lord Krishna, everything else is useless.
啊，没有对至尊主的彻底皈依，没有对至尊主的奉献服务，一切都是毫无价值的。
Srila Prabhupada would often quote a saying from the Christian scripture which says that what does a man profit if he gain the whole world but lose his eternal soul?
帕巴呢在此呢他经常引用一句基督教的名言，就是说如果你丧失了灵魂的话，那你所获得的一切又有什么价值呢？
The danger is that if we simply do devotional service, one will wonder, well, you know, I may try to do devotional service, but there are many dangers in the path of devotional service. I may fall down.
那也就是说呢，当一个人同时奉献服务的时候呢，同时呢有很多危险的陷阱，也就是说呢，很容易堕落。
We see. People become we become affected by the family members, and you know they tell us, you know, this vegetarian is not necessary, you're not getting enough protein, you need to eat meat, and you know we can be influenced by them.
比如说我们家里的成员会劝告我们说，哦，你这个只吃素啊，这个营养不够啊，蛋白质不够啊，那我们就会受到影响。
Or people, they see you chanting on the beads and say, why you spend all your time just simply mumbling and holding these beads all the time? Why don't you do something useful?
那比如说也有些人会跟你说，哎，为什么老是整天拿这个念珠这样念，有什么用呢？你不如做一些有用的事情。
So we may be influenced by these people. These words may affect us. Although in the beginning we may be very sincere and serious and we want to chant and do everything we're supposed to do, but we get affected because we have association with people who are not devotees.
那虽然一开始呢我们很认真的想要去做好这些奉献服务，但是呢后来呢因为我们与非奉献的联谊受到他们的影响。
And then because of their influence, we may give up our spiritual practice.
那么由于他们的影响呢，我们可能呢最后放弃了奉献服务。
Sometimes just simply our own material desires may take us away from devotion.
有时候甚至我们内心的物质欲望就会把我们脱离奉献服务之途。
Simply we're more concerned to be comfortable in the material world.
有时候我们可能更关注于让自己呢在物质世界舒适的活下去。
And we just simply think, oh well, Krishna consciousness, chanting Hare Krishna, that was last year. This year I want to do something different.
我们可能会想，那个念诵Hare Krishna，明年再说，今年我们做点别的事情。
You know, the mind, we have become, the mind, what seems good today may not appear so good to our mind tomorrow.
所以这个心意就是不断变化，今天我们认为不好的事情，明天可能就觉得这事情很好。
So there are many different reasons why we can fall away or we can give up devotional service. Sometimes we see some of our devotees in their old age, they're taken care of by their family or relatives, and their family or relatives don't want to give them vegetarian food.
有时候我们看到有些奉献者住在家里跟家人住在一起，那么他们的家人呢不愿意给他们做素食。
Yeah, they don't want them to hear about Krishna. They don't want them to be with the devotee.
也不希望他们成为奉献者去聆听Krishna.
Many different obstacles in devotional service.
在奉献服务之途上有很多的障碍。
So this verse is stated, this verse is spoken by Narada Muni, he's saying that even though one may give up the path of devotional service, there's no loss.
所以呢，在这里呢，Narada Muni呢，说，他说。 即便一个人放弃了奉献服务，可能堕落跌倒，但是呢，仍然没有损失。
The verse is stated there in Bhagavad Gita that Neha Bikramana Shosti Pradyavayona Vijate Swapam Apiyasya Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bayat. That in this endeavor, in the effort in trying to become Krishna conscious, there's no loss or diminution.
那个就像在国家梵歌里所说的，一个人同时奉献服务，不会有任何损失。
Means whatever progress we make in this life, we will continue in the next life.
也就是说，我们这一世能够获得多大的进步，在下一世还会从那个起点开始。
Yeah, if we have only done maybe 1% advancement, we've only advanced 1%, then in the next life we begin from that 1%.
那比如说我们这一世呢获得了1%的进步，下一世呢我们就从1%开始。
But whatever you've done in this material world, whatever advancement you've made in material life, that will be finished with the body.
但是呢，无论在物质世界你获得多大的成就，随着躯体的消失，它就会消失。
You may have a lot of money in this life, but you cannot take one yuan with you to the next life.
这一世呢，你可能积攒了很多金钱，但是当你离开身体的时候，一分钱都带不走。
We may have a big empire, a big kingdom, but you have to leave it all here.
我们可能创立了一个帝国，但是呢，我们离开世界的时候呢，得把这个帝国留下来。
You may be a very educated person, you've got a PhD, so many PhDs and so many degrees, but you have to leave them all here. You have to again go back and begin education again in the next life.
你可能在这一世呢获得了很多学位、博士学位等等，但是下一世呢，你还是得从头学习。
So your material life, whatever progress you made in the material world, is finished with the body.
所以呢，无论你在这个物质世界获得多少成就，随着身体的消失呢，都会离开你。
But whatever spiritual advancement you make, that will take you take that with you to the next life.
但是呢，无论你获得多少灵性成就，在下一世呢，你都可以得到。
So this is the principle of devotional service. If you just do even a little bit of progress, will take you to the you can begin from that point.
所以这就是奉献服务的原则啊！无论你在这一世获得多少成就，下一世你都可以带上它。
So Krishna says, Trayate Mahatobaya, this saves you from the greatest danger.
So Krishna says, 国家梵歌里说, 奉献福会把我们拯救出最危险的状况。
What is the most dangerous thing?
什么是最危险的状况?
Now we have this human form of life, but we may not get the human body in the next life.
最大的危险就是我们这一世已经有了人类的身体，但下一世可能不一定有人类的身体。
Yeah, we have a nice human body now, but if we become a dog in our next life, it is not very good.
譬如说这一世我们有了人类身体，但下一世有可能变成狗的身体。
No, we can see in this village so many dogs are here.
譬如说我看到这个村子里有那么多狗。
Who were these dogs in their previous life?
这狗它前世是谁呢？
We don't know.
我们都不知道。
But human, you may have the human body now. Next life you can become the dog.
那么你现在有了人类身体，但下一世可能变成一条狗。
Prabhupada says, modern society, just like a dog.
巴巴说的，现代社会就像狗的社会。
The dog runs on four legs, and we run on four wheels.
这个狗呢用四条腿跑，我们呢用四个轮子跑。
In China, now everyone's running on their four wheels.
在这个中国呢，现在越来越多的人呢，想用四个轮子跑。
But their business is the same as the dog.
但是他们所做的事情跟狗没有区别。
Eating, sleeping, napping, defending.
无非是吃睡、性交、防御。
That's it, the dog life.
这是狗的生活。
They have no higher purpose in life.
他们的生命中没有更高的目标。
So Narada Muni is telling Vyasadeva that let them try and make a little spiritual advancement, even though some danger is there.
所以 Narada Muni 在这里训示他的门徒Vyasa，就让他们去同时奉献福，即便会有一些危险，即便他们可能跌倒。Just
like in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna also asks Krishna that what happens if I take up this process which you're describing, and if I'm not successful, I'll lose everything.
就像在佛家房子里，Arjuna问 Krishna，他说，假如我从事奉献服务，最后失败的话，那我就会一无所有。
Yeah, I've given up my material life to take up this spiritual path, and I haven't been successful.
我放弃了物质生活，去这个追求灵性生活，但最后失败了，那怎么办？
But Krishna says, you can never be the loser.
但是 Krishna 说，你永远不可能是失败者。
He said, if you practice yoga for even a little time, then your next birth, you will take birth in the higher planets, and you will enjoy opulence there, then you will come back and take birth in a good family.
Krishna 说呢，你只要从事一点点这个奉外瑜伽，你在下一世呢就可以投身到天堂去享受这个非常奢华的生活。
And then you take birth in a good family on this planet.
那如果你修了很长时间跌倒了，那你下一世呢会投身在这个地球上一个虔诚人家的家庭。
But if you made a lot of advancement and you still haven't got perfect, then your next life you take birth in a family of devotees.
如果你这一世的修行很长时间还没有完美，那下一世呢可能投身在一个奉献者的家庭。
And then that way you can continue your devotional service. So we always encourage people to take up, to dedicate their life to the service of Krishna. That if they can make a little advancement in Krishna consciousness, it's the greatest benefit for them.
因为只要在Krishna世纪中获得一点点的进步，就会对人生产生巨大的这个利益。
So in the purport, Prabhupada gives some examples. He tells about Jadbharat. Bharat Maharaj, in his previous life, he was Bharat Maharaj. He was a great king with a great empire, and he renounced the world to go to the mountains.
那么在这个药师里面呢，帕巴举了一个例子，就是巴拉达马哈拉什，他呢曾经是一个帝王，但是呢他后来退隐了，到森林里去苦修。
But when he was in the mountains, one day he saved the life of a young deer.
那么当他在这个森林里的时候呢，有一天他救了一只鹿。
And the deer was left without any mother, so he took care of the deer and gave it food.
那么这条这个小鹿呢，失去了母亲，所以巴拉达马哈拉什呢，就亲自照顾它，给它食物吃。
But he became attached to this deer.
到后来呢，他变得依附这个小鹿。
Just like people become attached, you have a dog or a cat. You get attached to these creatures.
比如说，就像现在很多人他们养一些宠物啊，说衣服狗啊、衣服猫啊这些东西。
Some people have these little birds in the cage.
还有一些人呢，就是养个鸟笼里养只小鸟当宠物。
Some people have the fish in the tank.
啊，还有人养一些鲸鱼。
They have a great you know, attachment for them.
那他们呢对这些宠物呢有非常大的这个依附。
Next life they can take birth.
所以他们下一世可能就变成这些东西。
Bharat Maharaj had the deer, he was attached to the deer, but one he was in the mountains, one day he fell off the mountain and he thought of the deer at the end of life, became a deer. So he was a very advanced spiritually when this happened.
所以我们知道他是一个非常进步的一个奉献者。
Because he had renounced so much, he had given up. Everything.
他弃绝了那么多东西，把他的王国啊、家庭都弃绝了。
But still he got attached to an animal.
可最后他却依附一只小动物。
So he, and then his, when he took birth as an animal, he could remember his previous life.
所以当他下一次变成动物的时候呢，他还记得前世的所作所为。
So in the body of the deer, he would always try to find the association of devotees. He would go look where the saintly persons were.
那么他在一个这个小鹿的身体里呢，仍然呢不断去寻找奉献者的怜悯啊。他经常去那些圣人居住的地方。And
he would eat the remnants of their food.
那么他会吃那些圣人吃剩的食物。
So in this way, then when he gave up the body of the deer, next life he took birth as a brahmana.
那么这样的啊，当他这个离开鹿的身体以后呢，下一世他投生为一个婆罗门。
And he was known as Jad Bharat.
被人称为叫Jadabharat.
Jad means somebody is no brain, not intelligent.
Jada意思是那个傻瓜。
His family all thought he was illiterate, stupid person, he couldn't be educated.
那么他家里人呢，认为这个人呢，简直是愚不可及啊，没有办法再教化他。
He would, when his father would teach him to do something, he would always do it opposite.
他父亲教他做事情的时候，他教他往东，他就往西。
His father would tell him, after you go to the toilet, when you come out from the toilet, wash your hands.
他父亲教他说，你上完厕所以后要洗手。
So he would wash his hands first and then go to the toilet.
他会先洗手再去厕所。
He would do it, and his father thought, how can I ever educate this boy? He's so crazy.
所以他父亲在想，这个孩子简直是没办法教化了，简直这个孩子不可救药。
But actually, he was the most liberated soul. He was always absorbed.
实际上，他是一个解脱的灵魂，因为他内心完全沉浸在这个冥想。
He just didn't want to get entangled in.
他只是装作这个样子，好像是这个俗人的，不去打扰他。
So one day he was wandering in the fields and there were these people, they were going to offer, they wanted to offer a human body, they wanted to sacrifice a body, a human person to Kali.
那么有一天呢，他在这个田里干活的时候呢，当时来了一批强盗，这些强盗呢想要找一个人，把这个人呢献给卡利女神。
So they saw this Jad Bharat and his body was strong and they thought he's, you know, he would be good to offer, you know.
所以他们看到这个贾达巴拉，觉得这个人不错啊，年纪又轻，身体也很强壮。
So they made friends with him and they gave him nice food and everything.
所以呢，他们就给他交朋友，给他好吃的。
And they brought him to this place where they were worshipping Kali.
然后呢，就把他带到这个崇拜卡利的那个庙里。
And they asked him, please just put your head here, we just want you to sit, put your head at the feet of Kali.
然后他们就跟这个加达巴拉说，哎，你呀，就把这个头啊放到这个卡利的莲花足下。
And then they brought the axe and they were going to chop off his head.
然后他们就在他头上架起一个斧子，要砍他头。
But just when they were going to chop off his head, from out of the goddess Kali, there was a deity of Kali, then she came out from this deity and she killed all these people.
那么就在他们准备砍他的头的时候呢，这个卡利女神呢就从那个神像里跳出来了，然后抢过那把斧子，把那些强盗都杀了。She
took their heads and she put their heads in a garland.
然后呢，把那头砍下来以后呢，都穿起来挂在头上。
Because Kali understood this Jad Bharat, he is a great devotee of the Supreme Lord.
因为卡利女神知道这个加达巴拉塔是这个至尊主的纯粹奉献者。
And Krishna would not let anything happen to his pure devotee.
Krishna 绝不会允许他的纯粹奉献者受到伤害。
Guru Sri is protected by the Supreme Lord.
所以呢, 加德巴拉他呢, 啊, 受到了至尊主的保护。
Then Prabhupada also talks about Maharaj Chitraketu, who was cursed by Parvati's wife, by Shiva's wife Parvati.
那么呢，这里的帕玛还讲到另外一个人叫 Chitraketu, 啊，他受到了这个Shiva的妻子 Parvati的诅咒。
The story of Maharaj Chitraketu is told in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
那Chitraketu Maharaj的故事呢，是记载在Srimad Bhagavatam第六篇里面。
So Chitraketu had, you know, he became very advanced and spiritual power, and he was traveling around, and he went to Kailash, and he saw Lord Shiva sitting there with his wife Parvati.
那么Chitraketu当时的修行已经很高深了，他呢到处旅行，有一次呢就到了这个 Kailash 山，在那里遇到了主 Shiva. 当时 Shiva 跟着他的妻子 Parvati 坐在一起。
He saw that Shiva was embracing his wife Parvati, and in front of them, they were sitting there in front of many great sages. Chitraketu was surprised that he thought, you know, Lord Shiva is a great yogi, is very renounced and advanced. And here he is sitting embracing him, his wife in front of so many saintly persons. So Parvati had this, and she was not pleased. She took offense. She thought, he's not being respectful to my husband.
那这个Parvati呢，听了这个Chitraketu这一番话呢，她呢就不高兴了。她说，你对我的丈夫一点都不尊敬。
And she cursed him that he would take birth and the womb and become a demon, take the body of a demon. And so when Maharaj Chitraketu heard this curse, then he fell at the feet of Parvati and he said, thank you, mother. So this kind of, sometimes, you know, you may be cursed. Although we're devotees, sometimes you may be cursed by someone. So Maharaj Chitraketu, he was cursed by Lord Shiva's wife. He had to take birth in a demon. He took birth as Vritasura, a very ferocious, horrible, terrible demon, terrified the demigod.
Chitraketu被这个帕瓦提诅咒以后，他下一世变成了一个非常可怕的恶魔，叫Vritasura，非常凶猛的一个。 魔王。
And he was fighting for the demons against the demigods.
那他呢，跟恶魔一起呢，跟这个半身作战。
But he never lost his love for Krishna. Although because of his previous life he was a great devotee, even when he became a demon, he never lost his mood of devotion to the Supreme Lord.
但是呢，因为他前世是这样一个纯粹的奉献者，所以呢。 他虽然变成恶魔，但是内心呢，从来没有忘记Krishna。
This is an example that even though he fell down, you could say he lost his position. He was a very advanced yogi, then he became a demon, but he never lost his spiritual advancement.
所以呢，尽管他是他是一个，他似乎看上去呢是堕落了，从一个修为高深的瑜伽师变成了一个恶魔。
In that life as a demon, he was killed by Indra and he gave up his body and went back to God.
那么呢，在他这个在恶魔这一世呢，他后来呢被因陀罗杀死，然后呢回归灵性世界。And
then Prabhupada also mentions about the story of Ajamil, that Ajamil in his youth he was a young brahmana and he was very pious and he was worshipping Shalagram, Shila. And he had a good family and he was very religious, but he fell down. But he fell down, but somehow he gave his son the name of the Lord. He called his son
Narayana.
and he was constantly calling because he has a young son, he will always call the name of the young son.
那因为这个孩子呢是他最小的儿子，所以他很宠爱他，经常的呼唤这个孩子的名字。
Just like we have Sachi here, we always say Sachi, Sachi, where are you? What are you doing?
就是比如说我们这里有 Sachi, 我们会经常叫他，哎 ，Sachi, Sachi, 你在干嘛呢？
We take, you know, we. So Ajamil had a lot of attachment for his young son.
所以 Ajamila 呢，对他的这个小儿子呢，也是有很大的依恋。
And although he was very sinful and doing so many nonsense things, at the end of life, when he was going to die, the Yamadutas came to take him to Yamaraj.
那么因为呢，这个阿加米亚这一世呢作恶多端，所以当他临终的时候呢，啊，阎罗王的使者来了，要把他带到地狱。
But he called for his son. He said, "Yam, Narayan, Narayan."
但是他在极其恐怖的境况下呢，高声呼喊他的儿子名，儿子的名字啊 ，Narayan, Narayan.
And that saved him, and he got a chance to continue his devotional.
而仅仅是因为他呼唤了 Narayan 的名字，所以他被拯救了啊。
So this is an important verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a well-known verse. It's often quoted.
那么这个今天我们读的世界呢，是 Srimad Bhagavatam 一个非常重要的世界，经常的被人引用。
That even if we give up our duties, that if trying to surrender this to Krishna, if we're sincerely trying to surrender to Krishna, there will be no loss.
就是说，即便哈，我们同时奉献服务可能会跌倒，但仍然不会有任何损失。
That we can, we whatever advancement we make, we will never lose that advancement.
无论我们取得多大的进步啊，我们都不会失去。
But if you just simply succeed in the material world, that is all finished with the body.
但是呢，即便你在啊这个在物质世界取得多大的成就，最后还是会随着身体的死亡而失去。
So any question?
啊，有没有什么问题？
Rajendra Prabhu.
那个，他说做奉献服务没有损失，至少下生为人。那马尔巴尔的做了这么多服务，他下生脱生为鹿。
Yes. Because it, the Bhagavad Gita says, whatever you remember at the time of death, that is where you will go.
因为在《摩迦梵歌》里说，无论你死的时候想着什么，就会去哪里。
So if he was, because he got so absorbed in taking care of the deer that when he fell off the cliff, when he had his accident in the mountains there, then he thought of the deer.
所以呢，这个巴拉达玛哈他跌下悬崖的时候呢，内心还想着鹿，所以他下生成为鹿。
But he had also the remembrance of his previous life.
但是呢，他仍然有这个啊对前世的记忆。
So although you see.He had renounced the world. He hadn't really fixed himself in that this mood of devotional service. Just as he was isolated away from the devotees with no association.
No, the Balarada Maharaj 境况就是呢，他是独自一人，没有奉献者的缘，所以就啊出问题。
那是不是意味着做奉献服务不成功，下一生不一定脱生为人？
Well, this example is there to show us that, you know, certainly if we remember some animal at the end of life, that whatever you remember, whatever you're thinking throughout your life, that is what you will remember at the end of life.
你就是你命中的时候想起什么，你下一次就会变成。
If we are simply thinking, you know, throughout our life, if we absorb ourselves in the mundane thoughts, then at the end of life, then remembrance of Krishna will be difficult.
所以呢，如果我们一生呢都是啊，在一种世俗的一种心态里面，所以临终时候要想起 Krishna 就变得很困难了。
But one devotee said to Prabhupada, he said, you know, very difficult for me to think of Krishna. But he said, I can do service. I'm doing a lot of service all day. So Prabhupada told him, he said, if you continue to do service, you stick to the four regulative principles, and every day you chant your 16 rounds, then he said, at the end of life, Krishna will force himself into your mind and take you back to God.
有一个奉献者曾经问帕尔巴，他说呢，我呢很难总是想起 Krishna， 但是呢我经常为 Krishna 做奉献服务，那能不能回到 Krishna 那里去？那帕尔巴说呢。你只要去遵守四项规范原则，念诵圣名，不断的为 Krishna 做奉献服务，那你临终时候呢 ，Krishna 会强行进入你的心意，
So devotee is dependent on the mercy of Krishna.
所以呢，这个奉献者呢是依靠Krishna的仁慈。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, even if we take birth as a dog, let it be in the home of a devotee.
他Bhaktivinoda Thakur他曾经说，即便我们下一次会变成一条狗啊，那么也要投生在奉献者家里，说奉献者家里的狗。
So even or even you have to become an insect, let it be in the home of a devotee.
即便你变成一条虫子啊，你要变成在奉献者家里的虫子。
But simply to have the human body, you have a human body. If you don't have association of devotees, then that will, what is the good?
但是假如我们有了人类的身体，却没有奉献者的联谊，那又有什么价值？
We want to continue our devotional service.
我们想要继续我们的奉献服务。
So Jampadat got he got the chance to continue his devotional service. In the body of the deer he could see sometimes the different yogis and sages and people would come in the mountains, he could go there where they were.
那做他下一次啊，在鹿的身体仍然有机会啊去见到很多的圣人。
So he got the opportunity to continue his devotion.
<音>他平时呢也是低血压的，但是这个意思简单，他那叫脑充血，脑溢血，这个人就没有用了，晚上。
就是他来前一天晚上。
不是没前一天，对了。
就是一个月前呢。
这个月前呢，就是一个月前了。
就是一个月前呢，就是一个月前了。
就是一个月前呢，就是一个月前了。就是一个月前呢，就是一个月前了。就是一个月前呢，就是一个月前了。就是一个月前呢，就是一个月前了。就是一个月前呢，就是一个月前了。就是一个月前呢，就是一个月前了。就是一个月前呢，就是一个月前了。就是一个月前呢，就是一个月前了。就是一个月前呢，就是一个月前了。就是一个月前呢，就是一个月前了。就是一个月前呢，就是一个月前了。就是一个月前呢，就是一个月前了。就是一个月前呢，就是一个月前了。就是一个月前呢，就是一 那几天五天发了五天的就围就是花篮，人家说了就是花篮，他那个就是花篮啊。这张张之类做的我们都很开心，我呢他业务也是送花篮去，我们也送花篮去啊。这我现在住家一个问题是想不通了，那么他我们都想了，他们看书又很认真，自己很认真，年纪又比我们轻，为什么他是改了？
他到哪里去了那种讲是Krishna安排呀，我们不可以问为什么。We're not the controllers. Krishna is the controller.
我们不是控制者，Krishna是控制者。
You should think Krishna wanted to bring her back to him.
你应该这样想， Krishna 想早一点把她带回灵性世界。
You know, her time in the material world was over, so Krishna brought her back.
他在物质世界待的时间到了，Krishna把他带回去了。他那是讲没有退休费的，他现在六十几岁还在上班的，还热情的，他也是苦的。那我们这里没有退休费。他没有退休费，他现在还在劳动。
他现在农民人啊，还雇过来做临时工，去打工，打工，去打工了。他准备好像，蒋军呢，今年做到十二月份，他女儿已经工作了，他那时候还要培养女儿读大学，啊，很困难了，家里经济很困难，但是呢，他因为书看得多，是吧？如果我们拿他东西，他都觉得比较。
困难了，我们大家姐妹或者钱给爹那里什么东西，他绝对不要。怎么了？但是他这一次他又很谢谢，
做到十二月份，我都不做了，要不是捐身的做奉献。嗯，
很好。
所以他觉得我们大家心里不好。
我还有一个问题。
是给 他,
他是双面门徒。他是你那个乌玛卡的双面。乌玛卡的双面。我想一个问题。 相当于我们现在这些个人做奉献服务，都没有纯粹，没有纯粹呢，就是说我们都刚刚开始学奉献服务，那我们这种算不算奉献者啊？他不算不算有奉献服务啊？Prabhupada
says just like a fruit on the tree, you know, the mango fruit is not ripened, but you know, it, maybe it's green, but if you leave it, it will become ripe.
他做过一个比喻，他说的就好像这个芒果，树上的芒果，有些芒果呢还没有成熟，还是青的，但是你如果呢让它留在树上，它慢慢就会成熟，变成金黄色。So
the same way, you know, we're doing devotional service, we're doing these activities. We may not be, you know, 100%, we're not 100% pure, you know, but we're trying, you know, and if we continue.
同样的呢，我们虽然呢做奉献服务还没有纯粹，但是呢，只要我们努力去做奉献服务。
If we continue to do these activities,
继续不断的做奉献服务，那慢慢就会成熟。
So we get, certainly we get the Krishna doesn't see so much what we're not doing, he sees what we're doing. Krishna doesn't see so much what we're doing, but he sees what we're not doing. You know, we're making a lot of efforts. Just like Putana came, you know, Putana came to offer Krishna poison. She was thinking to kill Krishna.
就像那个Putana那个妖魔，她呢，想要毒死 Krishna， 在奶头上涂了奶要毒死 Krishna。
But Krishna just thought, no, she's offering some service to me.
但是 Krishna 没有看到他想毒死他， Krishna 只是想，哎，这个人呢要给我奶喝。
So there, you know, there's many things in our devotional service. You know, we could say that our service to Krishna has so many faults, so many things we're not doing right. But we're trying to worship Krishna according to.
同样的啊，我们虽然我们的奉献服务也不纯粹啊，但是仍然 Krishna 看到我们好的一面。So,
Krishna wants the love.
Krishna.
He wants the love, the devotion, more than all the different principles.
想要我们的爱。
You know, Krishna is more pleased by that mood of the genuine feeling of affection and love for him than just following so many rules and regulations.
Krishna 呢更关注我们啊对内心对他的真诚的爱。
There are so many rules and regulations, you know, which maybe we're not following everything exactly.
那有很多的戒律，我们可能不一定都能完全的遵行。
You know, we should be wearing a dhoti and everything.
比如说有些戒律说我们崇拜神像要穿dhoti啊，要各种各样的这个啊规范啊等等。
You know, but you know we're doing our best in this situation, doing what we can in this situation.
但是呢，我们还是啊根据我们的情况啊做最大的努力。
Yeah. Worshipping Krishna,
崇拜 Krishna,
reading books about Krishna,
阅读 Krishna 的书籍
chanting Krishna's name,
念诵 Krishna 的名字
This is Lord Chaitanya's teaching.
这就是主 Chaitanya 的教导
We can't wear all these the traditional clothes and shave our heads and put tilak on our faces so easily here.
我们可能在这里呢不能穿上奉献者的衣服这个涂上提拉克等等，
光头
也不能剃光头。
But you know we're worshipping Krishna, the prince of the elements are all here.
但最重要的是我们在服务 Krishna, 这是最主要的因素。
Now what is that? The main element of devotional service is to hear about Krishna, to chant Krishna, and to worship Krishna.
这个奉献服务最重要的因素就是聆听唱诵 Krishna, 为 Krishna 崇拜 Krishna。
So devotional service, devotion is a consciousness, you know, there's a consciousness, that feeling of love.
那奉献服务呢，它是一种觉性啊，它是一种的爱的表达。
You know what, Krishna, we don't expect to get anything from Krishna. Nobody's paying us to do this.
我们做奉献服务，没有人会给我们发工资。
You know, we're doing it out of love for Krishna.
我们之所以做为 Krishna 做奉献服务，是出于对 Krishna 的爱。
So that is devotion.
这就是奉献。
Okay. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki
Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.